Today is Star Wars Sunday. Today, when we start talking about or thinking about Star Wars, you know, the very first sermon I ever gave was on Star Wars. It was in a little teeny church that you could put 70 people in. And the altar sat right here. And as I moved to the altar to give my pulpit to give my first sermon, I reached down and I pressed a button down on the bottom that I had hidden under there, and an 8-track tape player kicked in. Remember an 8-track tape player? And it kicked in, and everybody in the congregation was 70 years old or older. And I kicked it in nice and loud, and what did we hear come from that? Bum, 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 bum. And there was a guy, no kidding, he was sitting in the seat like this, and he was thinking it was the same old preacher, and he was there like this, and he was going like this. And when the music started, he went, and he stood right up. The man never slept another time in my sermons. Yes, Star Wars, you know, every generation that comes along has some defining things in it. And it can be historical events. It could be many other things. And for many of us in this generation, at least in my generation, the appearance of Star Wars on the big screen was a huge event. Was a huge event. How many of you saw Star Wars, have seen Star Wars? You seen Star Wars before? Did any of you go to one of the Star Wars show and stand out in line in front of the movie theater to get in? Yeah? And you saw all the folks in their costumes and if I use terms like Wookiee, you know what that is, right? That's a big hairy thing. It looks, yes. And Han Solo, oh yeah. We remember Han Solo. And yes, and some, you remember those things? And you remember those things, it defines us. And every generation struggles with the concept of spirituality. And so in the Star Wars, there is this concept of spirituality. You know, some people just saw it as a scientific science fiction epic. But if you watch closely, you'll find going throughout the Star Wars movies a theme of spirituality, and has to do with the Force. It has to do with the Force. This Force comes from nature, is all surrounding us. And the Force comes, and some people have the ability to use the Force, and some people don't have the ability to use the Force. And some people can choose to use the good Force, and some people can use the bad force. And you always see yin and the yang, the good and the bad. God and Satan, Jesus and Satan. The theme runs through it. And you can be corrupted to turn from the good force to the bad force. And so you have this epic journey of throughout the galaxy of Luke Skywalker and the others standing for freedom and for justice and fighting the evil empire, right? So you can get all that kind of stuff going on. But there's also this sense of connection between the characters. Some that have the good force and the evil force. And you got to be careful because you never know when the evil force can come and get you, you know? Sometimes it just appears out of nowhere and can just try to take control of you. So you have to be ready when that good force or that evil force comes. So. You got to watch for the good force or the evil force, you know. Who's the evil force? Darth Vader. You got to be careful that Darth Vader doesn't come and get you and do all that kind of stuff. So it's always it's good in the struggle. So you gotta be ready. So when the force comes, you're ready and prepared. Darth! here he comes. Here comes. So I gotta be prepared. I got my lightsaber.
I come to take you, Pastor, and any who choose, to the dark side.
You shall never take me to the dark side, Darth, because I'm committed to the light. So we shall. I'll never turn to the dark side. So you better not try.
Run! You cannot hide.
But I feel the goodness in you.
The dark side is powerful.
No, I feel the goodness in you. You can be turned. You can turn from the dark side. No.
My master does not allow me
no.
to turn.
But if you'd have just listened, because the good side is more powerful than the evil side. So.
How can you say that, you know?
Evil will always be defeated by good. So. Gotta watch out. Oh! Sometimes you get. Oh! Sometimes you get the evil fortress. Yeah, Eva. Eva. You shall not defeat me. You know what? You know what? I turn down my sword, and you can strike me down if you will, because good always wins. And even in death, I am stronger in the spirit than you, because my master has already paid the price, and he is stronger than evil and will always defeat evil, Darth. So even if you wish to strike me down, I will be strong in the spirit. Of course, you can be strong in the spirit too. You can turn from your dark way and become good in the spirit. And the spirit will give you new life. Life that gives you outside of this broken body. And a life that is filled with grace and love and hope. A life that will heal you. Do you wish to be saved in the spirit?
Yes, I do.
Then remove the helmet and let us see your face. Oh, no. No. Bad cousin Ron. Back to the seriousness. You really can have this spirit of good. All you need to do is ask for it, and the Christ will send you the Holy Spirit, and through that Holy Spirit you'll be saved. And nothing can defeat you. For what can defeat us in life? Can words or swords or anything separate us from the love of God? Nothing can separate us from the love of God, not even the evil spirit, the dark side. Because in Christ, all is good. Do you wish to receive and become a follower of the Master?
I do.
Then stand. The good side, the side of the force that is love, that sees the good even in the bad, the side of being that is Christ, the Master who gave his life for us, that we may all never fear darkness, nor death, nor anything else in all creation. This is his body, which is broken for us. Everyone who receives it receives him in us. And this is the cup that contains his blood. When we receive it, we receive Christ into us. Maybe a way of receiving his life force into us, so that we all may stand strong in this world and fight against the darknesses. You all said when you were baptized that you would stand against the evil forces of this world, the dark side. As you come to receive this, receive Christ in you. And may the Spirit of the living Christ be with you this day and forever. The body of our Lord broken for you. Take a piece. The blood of our Lord shed for you. Gracious Heavenly Father, I ask your blessings upon my brother. Lord, may your force, your light shine in the darkness so that the darkness can never overcome it. Bless him, Lord, in Christ's holy name. Amen.